Hello, poetry lovers and degenerates.
But I'll tell you, one resident of Arlen is offering this community a little relief from the heat in the form of a kind, cool way to the side of the highway.
People toss around the word hero, but this guy's a real hero. I don't know his name, so I guess we can only call him the Heat Wave.
Okay, welcome to The Dirt. This is something I've been wanting to do for a while now. Many years, actually. But I've just never had the balls to pull the trigger. So, why not now? So, here we go. This is what I've come up with. Hey, my name's Chris Power. You might know me from running Dirt Rider Down in a magazine a few times over the years. And just being generally out on the dirt bike all the time. So again, welcome. Chris Power. This is what I call The Dirt. It's going to be your go-to place for anything off-road related, whether it be enduro bikes, motocross, UTVs, adventure bikes. Just about anything you can take on the dirt, this is going to be the place for it. We're going to do like product reviews. We're going to do interviewing people. Going to be features on the website, test bikes. It's going to be a lot going on. It's going to be really cool. I'm really quite excited about it. It's a bit of a side project for me, obviously, but you never know where it could end up one day. Hopefully it's going to grow, flourish, and you guys out there are going to enjoy it. So just a quick update on the website itself. It's thedirt.co.nz. So type that in and you'll see what we're all about. A bit of a point of difference for us is the three ways you can take us in. We're going to be online, like I said, thedirt.co.nz. I'm going to be posting lots of reviews again, tests, stuff like that, all in written form with pictures. So you can go online, click on those ones you want to do, ones you want to see, and read all about it. So that's the read side of it. Second step is the watch. You can. We're going to be uploading videos as we go along too. So if you want to read about something, chances are there's going to be a video about it. So you can click on the video, watch that. If you're not keen to go for a read, you can watch it. So that's going to be cool. So that's two avenues. And the third avenue is going to be obviously the one you listen to now, which is the podcast. You can listen. So what I'm going to try and do is everything we do, whether it be a test, feature, interview, anything like that, I'm going to podcast it. So if you haven't got the time, you can't sit down in front of a computer, you just don't want to, and you're into your podcast, well, you can listen all about it. So our three-pronged attack, as it were, is you can read, you can watch, or you can listen. It's all up to you. And that's going to be all accessible on thedirt.co.nz and hopefully up on iTunes for your iPhone people. And if you're Android, you're probably going to want to check out Stitcher because we're going to hit that up too. It's going to be pretty easy. It's going to be fun. You can also download our archive stuff from the website. Just go to the podcast page, click on the one you want, click the download button, and like fingers crossed, it's going to be all up and running. Any questions, anything else you want to know, please email me, chris@thedirt.co.nz, and I'll be happy to answer any questions. Info, insights, advice, you know, look, anything, man. This is new to me, this whole avenue. I've been doing the motorcycle journalism for a long time now, over 10 years, and I really love it. So this is going to be a new avenue for me, and hopefully you guys are going to like it. So those of you who don't know who I am, again, Chris, I've been riding dirt bikes since I was 5 years old. Old man's Greg Power. You may like him, you may not. I think he's a pretty okay fella. Taught me everything I knew anyway. So yeah, I've been riding since I was five. Mostly just started off trial riding. I actually had my first bike was a trials bike, which was really cool. I learned a lot on that. Then my second bike was a XR200 1984 twin carb. That thing hauled ass. And I actually ran out of oil and ruined it, so, you know, that happens when you're a young kid. Up from that was a KTX 200, pretty much the staple for anyone getting into dirt biking. Such a good bike, so reliable. Good fun too, and my first real taste of that two-stroke, if you know what I mean. After that, we got on to the original Husabergs actually. 400 Husaberg I had, left-hand kick. That was a good fun. Then I had a bit of a break from around 16 to about 22. I didn't ride dirt bikes. I had a bit of a falling out with the old man. And at that age, you know, I didn't really have my head screwed on and wanted to do my own thing and just didn't get to ride. It wasn't until I was about 22 that I, my dad helped me get back into dirt bikes, and I've been racing ever since then. Got a couple of NZ titles, been to a few ISDEs, a couple of gold medals, 24-hour enduro in Australia. Look, I've been really lucky to have a lot of friends come on board. A lot of sponsors helped me out over the years. That's made made my riding a lot easier. So shout out to all those guys who hopefully you're going to hear about a lot of over the next few podcasts through either products or sponsoring the show. So now it's going to be fun. It's a bit of my background. So that's just a quick update on what the dirt's all about. So go check it out, thedirt.co.nz. Like I said, you can read, you can watch, or you can listen. So the choice is yours. That's what we're all about. And I look forward to giving you some great content, some content you'll only find on the dirt. And yeah, it's going to be an exciting 2019. Cheers, guys.